Hello. So this is my Songs of My Life podcast production for communications class. I am going to be talking about a couple different songs that have had a profound impact on my life. I limited it to three. I don't know how long this is going to go. I'm going to try to keep it at a reasonable length, so I decided to limit it to three, and I'll see where I'm at with the time as I go on. So I'd like to start by talking about the format of what I listen to and why I listen to it in such formats. I'm pretty much fully dedicated to the streaming of all of my songs. I think just mostly because it is so easy for me to access it on the road, on the go. It's on my phone, it's on my laptop, anywhere I need it, I can pull it up. It's just kind of unmatched in terms of availability and accessibility. I do have some vinyl records, so that is another medium that I do consume music content in. Sometimes it's nice to just hear some music on a vinyl. It sounds a little bit different. So some of the albums that I really do enjoy, I like to get that different flavor of the album basically by listening into it on vinyl, but I don't really care too much about the format, but I'm generally sticking to streaming just because of the accessibility that it provides me. Okay, so the first song that I want to talk about is That Funny Feeling by Bo Burnham. Bo Burnham is an interesting character. He's a stand-up comedian and also a musician. A lot of his stand-up comedy involves the music that he produces himself. When the COVID-19 pandemic kind of was at its peak, Bo Burnham was creating a documentary/stand-up special in his home while he was isolating and, you know, on lockdown, essentially. And one of the songs that came from that performance was That Funny Feeling. So this song kind of represents the COVID lockdown for me, because this song, he's kind of just reflecting on just kind of musings that he's having, a lot of irony in this song, and just kind of reflecting on the world and the state of the world in general. That's why I think I kind of relate to this song. When I was in, you know, at the peak of that, you know, quarantine, there was no sports, there was nothing on TV, nothing to do. You couldn't go see your friends. It was just, you know, hang around the house and do nothing. So there was a lot of reflection, and everything just felt kind of drab and run down, and no one felt optimistic about anything. And this song, I think, spoke to me and spoke to those feelings that I was having. Just about like the kind of the cynicism that you had towards the world, you know, like you would watch these videos of celebrities in their mansions singing about how it's going to be okay and we're all going to make it, and just all of this crazy stuff that was happening during lockdown, and just kind of seeing all of the ironic crazy stuff that was happening. And I think Bo kind of encapsulated that feeling in the song. The lyrics that I think that connects me with him is just kind of the political references he's making throughout. I relate to just some of the more ironic things about society in general. A couple of the lines that really stick out are the whole world at your fingertips, the ocean at your door. Kind of that reference to, you know, having all of the information and knowledge, you know, in our phones. And yet the, you know, climate change and all of this is could potentially change that, and is a very pressing issue, hence the at your door. Of course, the a gift shop at the gun range, a mass shooting at the mall, that was a pretty powerful line. Obviously, you can kind of see the irony in that statement, a reflection on particularly American society. Just all kinds of these, like, ironic comparisons or analogies that he's making, just about the world in general. I think that a lot of people were kind of reflecting on the world itself in lockdown, because really there was nothing else to do. What this song revealed about me, I think it's that, I think it revealed a lot of things about me in the sense that I had so much, you know, kind of, you know, I had so many thoughts about all of these things. But watching this documentary really made me, and this song in particular, really made me kind of step back and think about, you know, what I believe and why I believe it, you know, what is going on in the world, what it can be done, like, is there any hope for the world? A lot of cynicism, just like a lot of, you know, no one was very optimistic during this time, and you can't really blame them. And I think that the mood management that we talked about in class, I think that kind of plays into this. Like, we were all very downtrodden, and we were all cynics at the time, it felt like. And this song just kind of played into that mood that we were having of just, you know, is anything ever going to change? Like, there's so many things that are messed up. Like, this doesn't make sense. So that song kind of just played to those emotions that I had during lockdown, I would say. The second song that I want to talk about is Stay by Post Malone. This song represents, it's going to get real personal for this one. So you're warned. I would say this represents one of the lowest points in one of the relationships I had in the past. It's not a relationship I'm in any longer. But this is probably the lowest point in any relationship that I've had. This was kind of a weird situation where I was on vacation with my partner, and there had, I won't get into the nitty gritty details, but essentially something had happened between us, and it wasn't so bad that I needed to like leave immediately and couldn't, you know, be around them anymore or be around her anymore. But it was something where I realized, oh, that's not good. And we, you know, we were on vacation and we had to spend the rest of the week together, you know, kind of with this thing hanging over our heads, that had happened. And I kind of knew that it was probably the end of the relationship. And yet we were still, you know, spending the rest of the week in Florida on the beach. So it was kind of a weird dynamic that was going on. The song, though, itself, the day that we kind of had this revelation about, you know, what our relationship was and what was happening, once I found out about this, I kind of went into a pretty depressive state. I kind of just isolated myself from everybody and stayed in my room. I was pretty much drinking all day and just kind of listening to this song all day. It was like just a really terrible day. But this song, I was just, you know, relating to it on almost every level. So I just remember listening to that song all day long. Especially the chorus stuck out to me a lot. Kind of the idea that I think Post Malone says, tell me that it's all okay. I've been waiting on this all day. Call me in the morning. Tell me how last night went. I'm here, but don't count on me to stay. Especially that last part. I'm here, but don't count on me to stay, because like, we had the rest of this vacation to like, you know, take part in, even though we knew like stuff was not going good. And of course, like after we got back from the vacation, the relationship was pretty much ended immediately after. So really strange situation. I think I look back on, like, every time I hear this song, it just kind of takes me back to that time, which was a pretty low point in my life. And it just kind of helps me reflect on to, you know, how I've grown since then and where I'm at now compared to then. That's what I would say about this song. It kind of is a reflection spot for me to say, you know, this is where I was at that point. Look where I am now. Look how far I've come. So I kind of use it, try to turn it into a positive in that way. The final song that I want to talk about is Stay Together by Noah Cyrus. This is a little bit more of a positive note song. I would say that this song represents life in high school for me. And this is kind of just like the high school experience in general for me. All of the friends that I had, the old friends that I don't really see or talk to anymore, some of the friends that I still have from high school. The parties, the sports, the after the big win in the sports game, like celebrating, just like the whole high school experience. Looking back, it was a pretty awesome time in my life. I think the lyrics capture the essence of this moment in my life. I think it's the chorus. I think the chorus specifically but the kind of like the vibe of the song generally. The vibe of the song generally is just kind of like easygoing, like don't take yourself so seriously. And like, you know, not really, there's not really this, in the song, there's not really a care in the world that the singer has. And that's kind of the attitude that I had in high school. You know, I was younger. I didn't really care about anything. Like life just kind of felt more simple at that time. And I didn't really have as many worries on my mind at that time either. So like the overall vibe of the song, I think, kind of brings me back to the high school days when you didn't have as many responsibilities or worries. The chorus specifically, what's interesting about the song is I think it's obviously about like Noah Cyrus, I think, is singing about a relationship, but I kind of interpret it as just like a relationship that I had with, you know, all of my friends, instead of like a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, you know, whatever, like that type of relationship. The chorus especially just saying, you know, nothing lasts forever, but wouldn't it be nice if we could stay together for the night? I think that really hits home, just that, you know, everything is, every moment is fleeting, every kind of era, every, you know, the high school days, the college days, like these moments that we're living through, you know, they're going by quick. And I know that someday I'm going to look back at my college days and kind of reminisce the way I do about my high school days, for different reasons, of course, but nevertheless, that there's going to be that nostalgia. And I think that's the big takeaway from this song for me, is that I'm a big sucker for nostalgia. And I think just in general, what I've learned about looking at, you know, songs that are important to me, almost all of them have to do with, you know, issues that have happened to me in the past. And this song is I would say the highlight. You know, just songs that I like generally take me back to a place, whether it's good or bad. And I'm reflecting on the nostalgia of either a good moment or reflecting and learning from a bad moment. So I think that's kind of the biggest takeaway for me is all of the nostalgia that the music that has the most impact on me brings. I think that this third song, the Stay Together song, is probably the highlight of this, because it kind of brings me back to the high school days and all of the old friends that I haven't seen in so long. It just kind of brings me back to those good memories. I would say that, you know, this media kind of, or this song in particular, kind of reminds me of like the pro-social media, like the, you know, getting out and creating relationships, having, you know, positive impacts on your life and others. I think this song kind of reminds me, you know, hey, the moment is fleeting. You need to take advantage of, you know, living in the moment. Don't take yourself so seriously. Make some good memories, because you want to be able to look back and have a good memory of the era that you were living through, or what have you. I'd like to close with kind of like how the internet has impacted my music taste overall. I think that the internet has, I think it's impacted the way that I engage with music. One, because from the early days when I was like going through YouTube on the like my parents' like old computer that was in the family room, that was kind of like where I discovered, you know, what I liked listening to. I would say that, you know, the internet has played like a massive role, because that's where I've gotten all of my music. I'm young enough to where all the music that I've consumed has mostly been through digital means, whether it be through YouTube on the computer, from when I was really young, to when like getting my like first iPod, that was passed down onto my brother, to my phone. The internet has been the way that I have been able to listen to all of my music. And so I think that generally has pointed me to consuming more modern and contemporary music. There is some older music that I like, but I think that in the era that I was born, internet has played a role in my music taste, in the sense that it's pushed me closer to more contemporary music, because that seems to be the thing when you are accessing music through, whether it be YouTube or iTunes or Spotify, it's always going to generally push you to the more contemporary music. So I think that holds true with me. Okay, I am almost to 15 minutes. I think that is probably a good stopping point. My three songs, it was hard to narrow it down to just three songs, but I think it was, these are probably the most important, and the ones that I had the most to say about. So yeah, this is Blake Meyer signing off.